Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cooley Whitlock Podcast Show. First of all, for all the fathers who stood up and took care of their kids, for all the fathers who was in jail, who now want to take care of their kids, still praying for you. You're still the father of those children. And keep hope alive, okay? Keep hope alive. Pick God in everything, okay? And you will love your kids. They will come home to you. They still got you in their heart. Even though you told them that you don't want nothing to do with them and all that. Kids, the father love you. He just don't know what directions right now to go. You know? Hold on to your mother, because she knows right now. But you can love your dad in the distance. Those who never had a dad, never saw that dad. Don't hate him. Love him. Love him from a distance. Pray for him. Hope he don't make a saint never mistake with another girl. I made mistakes, and I'm a father, you know. I did the wrong things because my ex-wife, she did the wrong things too, you know. And I didn't go to the right people to help me out. I just took matters my own hand, you know. And went to strip clubs and all that crazy stuff. And that's why I'm here right now. Being punished from God, you know. Taking my punishment like a man. But he didn't give me, he didn't take the ability away from me to love my children. Matter of fact, I got on here, I prayed, I asked everybody to help me find Donald and Jessica, and they all came out. So, including the people who have been listening to the show, who knows about the family and all, who know the things that I did. We ain't gonna get into that, but I wasn't no perfect angel father. No. Let's talk about that. Star Trek, Discovery, and more. Guys, that's no perfect parents. Nope. Never, ever, have been, ever not been, never will be. Every parent make mistakes with their children. You know? Every parent. You still could be together. It's just that little thing your children get mad at you about. You know? And they remember it. You know? My dad, honorable man. But he had his ways, you know? He's up there with Jesus now, but he had his ways. Just gotta love Mr. Bobby Whitlock, you know? Because, you know, he was a father. He was a father, and the Bible says, honor your parents. So, I gotta listen to Jesus and the message he got in his book, honor your parents, no matter what. You know? You let me take care of what they did. You just honor them. You know, so, and forgive them, if they never been in your life, no matter mom or dad, if they never been in your life, forgive them, love them from a distance, okay, show tough love, but love from a distance, be there for them if they need you, even though they weren't there for you. I know that's hard for some people to do. It's really hard, probably cussing at the radio now. After you download and listen to this, my dad wasn't here. Watch your life. Well, if you're a church person and you pick God in front of everything you do, just remember the mistakes that you made. Okay? The little mistakes that you made, he forgive you for it. You know? Get mad at your mother, cuss at your mother, slam the door, throw things down. You know? You might have a little get together with your boyfriend before you got married. And you're only 17 or 16. And you gave it up. You gave your agenda up. But no, God is watching that. No. So, this be respectful. Be a respectful. Respectable. I can't get it out. That's one of the moments, group of moments that you just can't get some words out. Respectable. Okay. Respect them. Okay. No matter what they do. Honor them. Love them. Hug them. Okay, even though you ain't see him in 20 years, just walk up and give him a buddy hug and say, you my father, no matter what, you know, and I don't care you get mad, you know, thank you for bringing me in this world, and this leaves, okay, that's all you have to do, you know, he probably going to look at you like, yo, what the, you know, but those who did have a father in their life, and they got their father, the greatest father day ever, who been in their life since day one. Yeah, your mom and dad arguing, fussing, fighting, and they get a divorce, but he still was there. Matter what people say about him, matter what happened to him and your mom, he was there. I'm sorry about that, people. People call when I'm doing my show and they okay, let me turn this down, so, matter of fact, this is pretty going, there we go. Okay, now, like I said, just honor them, okay, honor them, love them. I know most of the time it's dad, but there is some mothers out there, but let me tell you a little bit about me. Yeah, me and my wife was goody two-two. We had two kids, then we had two more kids. Ashley and Donald came, then Candace and Michael, and then the two beautiful ones. They all beautiful, but the two lovable ones, Jessica and Maya, all came. We had people who was up there thinking that they was in their best need and our best everything. But they wasn't. Then we had to get Maya up for adoption because people weren't pulling together to help keep the family together. And when we left the Art of Baltimore house, that's where we were standing at, for people who have disability and stuff like that, y'all know. Look it up when I'm looking on the screen. Alright? But anyway, for those people, you know, they, all the Baltimore had houses, and we were living on there, lumber right behind the plaza, and this was early 2000. Well, after we got during those years, 2003, December the 29th, the Art of Baltimore, the person was working with me, people across the street in that piece of trailer trash that I married, they all turned gangster on me. They decided they want to lie on me and try to get me locked up. But this is the funny thing about that day, you know. I went to the, they put me in the packing wagon. We went to the jail. They took me out. They sent me down to the police station. They didn't take me to Central Booking. They took me to Central Booking later. And then I had to wait there. It was a little cell, you know, little cell. And yeah, I got my little mug shot and all. But they took their time. they took everybody else in the paddy wagon down to Central Booking that day. But they took me to the Reisterstown police station. They put me in the old jail cell. They fed me. They asked me what I wanted to eat and everything. I mean, I wasn't treated like I was being police bullied. No, being arrested. I'm telling you the truth, this. I wasn't being treated like I was being arrested. I was surprised too, like. But they took me to Central Booking. They even bought me something to eat. And after that, they just took me downtown. They booked me, you know. But after I got a little cell, there was a guy in there. He said, just be cool. You'll probably be out. This is your first time here. You'll be out in no time. You never been in jail? I said, nope. You're going to get out on your own recardness. About 10 minutes right after he said that, they called, got me, took me down to another hole cell where a lot of people was. And they bought me lunch again. They gave me a little bag of lunch. It was a holding cell for people who were being released. That's what that was for. I had no damn clue where I was at. It was a whole new world in there. And I was like, oh boy. I couldn't say what I wanted to say, so I had to say, oh boy. And I didn't know where I was going. Some of the female guards, they was getting all nasty with you and all. Oh, turn around here. Turn around like this. Like, lady, this is my first time here. I've never been to jail. So your job is supposed to show me what you want me to do. Direct me, and I would do it. All right? Don't talk to me like I'm slow and all. But, you know, the little charge they had on there, she probably read it and everything. And made my phone call. But I did make the phone call when I got there. But I mean, right after that, they dropped me off, put me in the police car, dropped me off, got there, made my little phone call, got my little mug shot, you know. The police officer said, don't worry, if this is your first time, just make sure you don't go back to that house. One, don't go near her, wait till your court date, okay, and you will get out on your own recon. No later than they put me in that cell, the guy said, you probably will be out in a couple of hours. Right after 10 minutes after he said that, I went down to another holding cell where a whole bunch of people was waiting to get out. I asked the guy, what is this place? He said, this is the cell where you wait to get out, make bail or getting out on your own recon. I'm like, oh my God. No more than 10 minutes after the guy who was in the cell with me said that, they came and got me again, put me in the cell. Now, once I got to Central Booking, I did went through the process and everything, the booking, the paper, they put me in a phone call, so make a phone call. But I wasn't even there like 2-3, I don't think I was there like 4 hours. No, I mean, everything happened too fast. I was getting ready for work at Walmart. And let me tell you how it all started. The art of Baltimore got mad because I left landscape and I got my own job. And I kept telling them, I ain't making enough money to feed my family. I'm not making enough money to feed my family. I need a job. I need another job. Maybe half an hour job. No, give me a part-time job. No, this landscape thing ain't bringing no money. I was bringing in $179 every week. And they was taking care, or like them taking care of the money and all, food and everything, you know. And every time I called to ask for money, oh, what you need it for? Now this is the art. Oh, what you need it for? Why you asking for money? You should save your money for what you call. You know? And I was like, okay, this is not working, you know? But, you know, it's some things I didn't want to say, but make a long story short, we got through that. You know, I got out, and with the court later, my uncle Uncle Houston paid for my own lawyer and all. Went downtown to the credible lawyer and all and stuff. And I guess he didn't go against me. He didn't go to trial. Was found not guilty. I didn't see the charges till like years later. And I look at Credicon. Them people on Credicon. I'm not Credicon. Expedia. You know the credit people where you go look at your credit. Expedia. Not Expedia. Affinity. Whatever the credit, that credit thing called. The purple cow be coming up, booze. No, yeah, I went on that, and it wasn't Credit Con, it was the other one. And I went on that one, and I looked up Corey and saw all my records, and even still got the child support thing in there. It's closed, but they still got it on there, you know. And then I look again. And I kept doing through this, and then I look at this, and then it says Corey Whitlock not guilty. How the heck they get this? You know? How the heck did you get this? I think it's not Expedia. Expedia is the travel thing. It's that commercial where it had the purple cow and you boots. You post a boot, you get your credit. No, when you pay your credit one time, you get a boost. They had all that information. I mean, how did they get my court information? That stuff put up in a sponge. You know? So how'd they get it? You know? Still got my child support thing out there. Credit Con don't got none of that. You know? Credit Con look at it and say, it's no good to me. But the other one can start with the EX. With the purple cow, they got everything, and they haven't even boost. They didn't even boost my credit. You know, my credit is still like, well, yeah, they boosted a little bit. Yeah, I think it's one of the three credit bureaus, and I think it started with EXE something like that. And they boosted a little, but I go to Credicon because once the three credit bureaus raise your credit, Credicon raise it more. They give you a little extra points, you know. So anybody got Credicon and know what I'm talking about, then thank you. Try to explain to everybody else. But anyway, as the things got out of hand and all, and I was just so embarrassed and everything. Never been late. Always on time. And that day, I was going to work, mind my business. You know, she come in my face, and then she ran outside. They planned. She laid on the couch, called her mother. Then next thing I know, about 60 or 70 police coming. Like, what's going on? Running down the basement. I was putting on my tennis shoes and putting on my Walmart vest. I'm like, what is going on? Why are they here? You know, she's looking on the couch laughing. You know, the other lady, Katrina, up there laughing. Then I look at Robin across the street, she laughing. You know, I'm like, why y'all doing this? Why are y'all doing this, you know? But God will intervene, boy. What you do to others will come back to you, just like a boomerang. Just like Justin Bieber said, just what Justin Timberlake said, what goes around comes around, you know, and it comes back harder. So, and she haven't got hers yet, Candy. She will get hers later in life, you know. It ain't coming to me. I wish you all the well, you know, guys. I do. I wish you all the well, you know. So do her demon son, Michael. I wish him all the well. You know, I don't hate him. I'm not mad at him. I was always told, never get mad when the sun set, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Let me tell you again, whatever you mad about somebody, I don't care if it's your dog or cat or whoever, forgive them before that next day. Forgive them. Forgive them before 12 o'clock the next day. Because you don't know what that day going to bring. You know? Forgive them. You don't have to say you forgive them in that face, but forgive them. Don't stay angry for 2-3 weeks. I used to do that until my pastor told me, never get mad while the sun set. Get over your anger. Get over it. Ask God to remove it right now so you can go peaceful into the next day. And that strategy works, guys. You know, so whatever the parents did, if they never been with you, I don't care if your mom or dad, get over that anger, okay? Pick up that phone and say, I still love you, even though you were never in my life. I still love you. You don't have to wait for a spawn or nothing. You don't have to do nothing. Pick up that phone and say, I love you. And that's it. Before they even spawn, respond. Hang it up. You know, that's your forgiveness right there. And that forgiveness is for you. Okay? Don't take that anger with you to your grave. Just don't. Okay? Just ask God to help you. You know? You still can love your father, your mom, from way distance. I didn't want to do that. I love my mom, you know. And once I got to see her, I can't wait to drive back up and down there, you know, to sit with her and dad, and go over and lease a house and sit with them, you know. I'm going to be down there probably like every other weekend, something like that, once I get my license, you know, just to get out of the city. But guys, Mother's Day and Father's Day is the reason why we celebrate them. No matter if they've been in your life or not, or they gone to heaven now. You know, if they gone away from us, not with us no more, or they never was in your life, gone away, or they still around and never was in your life. And the reason I say mom and dad, because we got some hussies mothers who don't take care of their children either and say they not dads. You know, go down to the courthouse and see what I mean. But, you know, once they get that beautiful angel butterfly love, their whole heart changed around. See, moms, it's more easy to change around than dads. You know, I'm sorry, you two. I was running my mouth and y'all didn't even get none of that, you know. But I was talking about dads and moms. And you never had a dad or mom in your life. I was just saying, don't lay down hateful while the sun set. What I mean is, don't get angry while the sun set. Okay? Never take your angry until the next day. Forgive that person who did you wrong that day so you can have peace the next day. Okay? That goes for mom, dads, whoever. But especially for dads and moms, forgive. And ask God to help you forgive, you know. And just try to hold on to that beautiful love that you got for them, okay? I mean, just like I was telling them, like I tell them, I wasn't saying, just pick up the phone and say, I love you, Dad. You don't even have to say nothing. And before he even respond, just hang the phone up. Say, Dad, even though you never were there with me, for me, never did nothing for me, but I still love you. And just click. Before he even respond, hang the phone up. He will feel that. Probably not now, but he will feel that later in life. That phone call that you gave him. And every now and then, you do that. You pick up that phone. You let him know you're doing better than him. You got a better job than him. And you're going to be a better parent than him. But you still love him. And watch. Just watch. That really going to affect him. You might saying the child not his, belong to another guy, and your mom never slept around her life, but he's accusing her of having another man's baby. You know, same thing with dads. Mom accused you sleeping around, but you always working, always doing that, you know. And then she decides they want to get a divorce. Now you can go take your children to the mysteries of hell, you know, hell divorce, you know, something children should never go through, you know. Family should stay together, supposed to be that way. They grow up, they have kids, y'all become grandparents, y'all give them advice how to raise kids, they get older. You become a great-great-grandparent. Now you're a grandparent, giving the same advice that your mother and father gave to you. But all three grandparents are still together because they did right. Nope. And you still with your wife and them because you learned from your mom and dad and your grandparents. No? And that's how the family tree is supposed to be. No? But that's why we got divorces and this very terrible thing. Very terrible thing. Hate them. Hate divorces. Didn't want one. I know we could have worked this out. We could have got this together. You know? It wasn't for those other people in our life. We could have got this together. You know? But maybe that's the course that God wanted to take, you know. And then years later, I got on this, started my own podcast, been in this apartment for a long time. Rich Croft was paying my phone bill, paying my rent for a long time, because back in 2011, I wasn't paying. I had $2,000 to pay the landlord. My uncle stepped in again, paid the landlord, paid the rent. Good uncle. Missed him. Missed Uncle Tuck. You know, he did all that. Got my lights back on March the 29th, 2013. You know, and yeah, that was a blessing, you know. That's why I say, never get angry or nothing. Never get angry or nothing. I used to be angry all the time when I come home. You know, I don't know why. But I just had that feeling that she was cheating on me, you know, and I was right. You know, sometimes you just brain they imagine things and they come to reality. Maybe I made that a reality, you know. Yeah. And always playing my video games, never get the girls' attention. But I wanted my boys home, you know. I wanted those boys home. Michael and Donald were still young, still going to school, and I wanted them home. And never did. But back in March, I was so happy. That was my Father's Day, early Father's Day's present, to see all five of them together. You know, I think that was from God, because he already knew what was going to happen later on. But he got all five of them together. All five of them. Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Maya, all five of them. But because of Michael control, Michael anger, Michael's stupidness, Michael not being knowledge smart, not being wisdom smart, but book smart, street smart, but not having the wisdom, smart, not knowledge smart. If he was wisdom smart and knowledge smart, and he was Jesus smart, we would still be here right now. Now we'll be getting the interviews with them right now. Like I told everyone, I was going to do an interview with my kids, you know. And that's all I'm telling y'all about. I wasn't a perfect father, you know. And as I got mad at Candy, we lived on Forest Road. I mean, I did work at Fort Meade for 11 years, and it took a while to get home and everything. But, you know, that's just things that the court, the things was changing, you know, and she was cheating, Ernest Newkirk, and after that, she never stopped paying attention to her children, start fading away, start arguing, so-and-so and so, you know the story, and this is where I'm at now, you know, even when she was homeless, I let her come in, sleep, fed her, you know. And even when I was going out with Shauna, I let her come in. We slept. Let her sleep in the other room. You know, that's right. Had my ex-wife and my new girl sleeping here. And we were separated, so that's what she wanted. So I moved on. And still, as I still was at Goodwill, that's why the relationship with Shauna didn't go well. Because she was still in the picture, and Goodwill was lying, and it was just too much going on, you know, just too much. So as time went on, I moved on. My brother came down, bought me a car. Y'all know the story about that, and how I was taken the wrong way. And then I kept my strength, and all of that, I didn't get mad. I didn't. That all that anger that I've been through from Candy and that stupid divorce and separation, I didn't carry that into my future. I let it go and I asked God. I kept talking to God day and night, walking back and forth before I got all this stuff. I kept talking to him and say, this is my plan. I'm going to get me a credit card, 2 bank accounts, start saving money. I'm going to get control of my money and everything. In God's name, here I go. And then got my new job, got my divorce in 2017. And the rest is history. The COVID, the pandemic in 20 and 21. But I start the show in 2018. This show right here. No, I was putting it on YouTube and all that, but I stopped that for a while. Then I did this. Now I'm back with YouTube and all. But those 3 checks, oh yeah. And the 3 checks that they was forcing me to pay child support then. No, but they reversed me. You know, I got $600 and 2 $900 checks from child support refunds. You know. That was a blessing, because I still remember that day. I looked in my mailbox on October, and I looked in my mailbox, and I looked, and I didn't see nothing. I saw 2 checks there. One was $600, one for $900. Then I came back again, one was for $900. And then another one came, 2 more came, $600, $900. I got a lot of stuff, you know, and then the pandemic came, and then the stimulus checks, 1, 2, and 3, you know, and we thought we were going to get a 4th one, but, I guess Joe got, brain freeze, you know, and he's been having brain freeze ever since, and never got a 4th check, but that don't matter, because still got passed, you know. And hey, all that anger back then, and Goodwill had something to do with it too. Fort Meade, Goodwill, those people I was working with before I got this job, had something to do. That anger, have to go to work, then when people don't like you, don't want to be around you, tease you and all that, then have to come home. Deal with the other problem, having headaches every day, get up, have a headache, go to bed, have a headache. And then it was the stupid landlord that we had trying to get me a pep talk, but he couldn't even understand the pep talk that he was giving. You know, this was on Forest Road, because her and Diana used to call the landlord all the time, and used to call about every week. They used to call Richcroft about something I did. I'm like, something I didn't even know what I did. I did it. You know, and we were like having meetings like every 2 months, every other month. What we having a meeting now for? You know, why are we having a meeting now? So just things that I gotta say, oh my goodness, you know. And just people, and I just gave you my little story too, but on that, I learned the path of the tortoise, saying, never lay down while the sun set. Never get angry and lay down while the sun set. And that's all he said. Never get angry and lay down while the sun set. You never know what your mother gonna bring. Meaning, you might not be here. You might wake up and something might change your day. You know? So forgive that person. Don't have to tell them that you forgive them. Forgive them. Because you, that person, or that someone that you really love might, you know, might not make it, you know. And this is God's way of saying, take that anger and do it. That's his way of saying things, you know. And whatever it is, it's a situation like I had, guys or ladies, or it's some other situation similar or more worse, give it to him. Because if I can make it through all of that mess, I know some people twice as smarter than me can make it too, right? And the thing that I have to do, you know, having five of my children together, and then have one evil son destroy it all. And that evil son is Michael Whitlock. And it's had one evil son, one hateful trailer trash ex-wife be angry at you and lie to your kid, and knowing that stuff like that never happened. You know, how could it happen if you went to a foster care? You know, that day when I got locked up, they took them all the way out and exit. You know? Then they come to court, having the judge papers and all that stuff, talking about I'm a threat to my children and all that stuff. I got my girls, Nikki and Diane, let me see my girls every weekend. I was so happy. We go boating, Ashley, Jessica, and Ashley, Jessica, and Candace at that time. We went boating. We was in the boat elite with the Art of Baltimore. We used to go boating, you know, and we had a good time. And as time went on, she passed away. My brother passed away and my uncle, and got the car. My brother came down to help and all. Pandemic, got a new job, got a divorce. And here I am. After the pandemic, almost 5 years working at Stella Mars, and I'm taking the practice test again, even though I took the permit test over and over about 50 times already. So I gotta get another learning permit. So I'm taking that test over again. I'm passing it. I'm getting to know all the answers again. At this time, I'm gonna make it happen, though. I'm not waiting, I'm making it happen. You know, because mobility, know what mobility did? We used to get workshop passes. And for people like me who don't have that much money and all, those workshop passes actually work. You know, they save us money. I use my workshop pass to get me food, other stuff, and all that stuff. Thing. You know? So, anybody in charge of mobility, y'all doing us wrong, man. Times are hard, and you taking away the workshop passes. Why? Why are you doing that? This is why I want to get a car. Because you're taking away workshop passes, and we need those workshop passes. It saves us money so we can get other things and put money to the things that we need to put money to. But you're taking them away. So anybody listening to me here in Baltimore and work for mobility up in the office, shame on you. No? Shame of you. Don't pick people up on time. You disrespect people when they call. You wait a long time to try to interview people. You know? And then all of a sudden, you're not getting workshop passes. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, that's mobility is for people who can't make it to ride the regular buses. People don't know what mobility is, and they issue workshop passes and all that, and save people like myself and other people who work for art and all. And other agencies who sponsor them workshop passes. They help us get them, and those workshop passes save us money because we put that money towards our gas electric or something nice that we want to get, you know. But now mobility is getting really no good, you know. And I'm not worrying about it because maybe God will change their mind, you know. Just put it in God's hands. Maybe He'll change their mind. Hopefully someone up in Annapolis and that mobility and at MTA will hear this and listen to this. People like myself only makes a little bit of money, and we cannot afford 2 hours every day. Okay? $2.20 every day. We can't. Those workshop passes helped a lot for everyone. And it's wrong. So anybody in City Hall, anybody in the Capitol building, or work for MTA, don't stop those workshop passes, because they helping. Y'all ain't gonna listen to me anyway, but you know, it's just gonna do what you want anyway, you know. I mean, a lot of people wake up and boycott you and don't ride the mobility and all. Maybe you'll wake up then. Because you're not only doing it to people that work for art and all, you're doing it to the regular people too. Leaving them there for 3 hours. You know, I heard awful stories about mobility. You know, now I'm hearing this from my job coach. I will ravine, you know. I will make it some way to work it. Until I get my license, I will figure out the way to work it. I did it before the workshop pass came. So I will find out again, you know. But they also keep calling when my phone is off too. So I don't know what to deal with that, but I'm going to call them myself, you know. Why you keep calling me when my phone is off? So I'm going to give them a time. Like, my phone is on. So whoever do the interviews, tell them to please call my phone. You know, I'm already struggling already. Now you took the workshop passes away. That's make it a little bit more harder, you know. But I will get through, you know. I will get through. I really think it's a lot more to it, but I don't have no evidence yet, you know. I really do. I think it's a lot more to it. But if it is, if they really taking the workshop passes away, I don't know what to say. No, I mean, is it from art? You know, they did. You know, other people do dirty things too. You know, but as I hear, they still using workshop passes over the radio and stuff like that. After July, then I know it's something else going on. So, but I'm really can't walk that well with my leg, you know, and I can't really make it up that hill at work. Because it's a long hill. It's a long walk to the bus stop. At the bus stop and all. And as far as me standing, my legs hurt already by me sitting. And I just can't, you know. Things are just getting evil and bad. Mobility is one of those evil things that need... that can change if they have a heart. But work it out, you know. I will work it out. No problem. We'll work it out. What I'll do, pay my main bills first, my gas, electric, and rent, you know. And I will keep paying money so I can ride the bus. I'll go downtown and I get some new books. They got book tickets. That will save me money too. And then once I get two of those, then I'll order them online. Yeah. Even though they're going to cost me money, but I will order them online. You know, they ain't going to stop me though. So... and anyway, I'm working to get away from mobility anyway, so I'm not going to cry about it. But I feel sorry for the rest of those people who can't afford it. And they raising the price. So this is why I say, people, you hear something bad and it make you angry, just forget it or just let it go. Don't go through your whole day angry. Just let it go. Just ask God to take the wheel. You know. Just ask God. and anybody from art or who do get workshop passes, who listening to this, you believe in Jesus, just pray to him, okay? Pray to him, and hopefully we'll get the workshop passes. All right? I think we will. No, I really do. I think we will get them in July. But if we don't, I'll just take some money, Thursday, you know, downtown, and get them. Get my book tickets. No. And I don't know. I'm really upset about that. But like I gotta take my own advice. Forgiveness, you know, and make it work. Find a way to make it work. There's a God, there's a will, and there's a will, there's a way. So I will make it work, you know. Star Trek, boy. Let's get into Star Trek. Let's get in some really good stuff, you know. Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, man. How do everybody really like that? It's good. I mean, it's good. It takes us back to the days of the original Star Trek, you know. It's really good. But some of those critics, Star Trek critics online, keep saying Strange New Worlds brought Star Trek back. That's not true. It's not true. Discovery brought Star Trek back. Plain and simple. No questions or nothing. Discovery brought Star Trek back. Thanks for Captain Michael Burnham and her crew. Star Trek is back. And thanks for them, we got Strange New Worlds. All the great episodes from season 1 to season 5 that's coming. So go online. You hear about Strange New Worlds, Star Trek Strange New Worlds, Captain Pike and his crew brought Star Trek back. It's not true. Captain Michael Burton brought Star Trek back to life. And Discovery haters can hate it all they want. I'm tired of seeing the fake videos. You know, stop making your fake videos, you know, and stop lying. But it's a good show. It's really a good show. It's really one of the best shows on TV, you know, as far as Discovery. But it's really good. And those fans need to come back. Alright, y'all need to come back and watch it. Because it's great. We get new stories. And we will be getting more Discovery stories too. And all that. This life, Strange New Worlds. And all. So, Discovery fans, we still got our Captain Mike. You know, one of the best captains in Starfleet. Will ever be. Her and Sisko, Benjamin Sisko, in my opinion. All right. Children. Oh, I still didn't watch Star Wars yet. I still didn't subscribe to the Disney Channel because my bank PNC acting up, you know, this all this after stuff, you know. After Michael act up, it's just like the devil is just keep picking on me. But I'm going to start picking back with the Bible and everything. I'm going to chase this son of a gun away from my house and away from me. No, he ain't making me miserable. God gave me my joy in 2017, and I'm going to keep my joy. I'm going to hold his hand And we're going to get both our fists to him. And God's going to have the most powerful punch. But after he feel my punch, he's going to wish he never touched me and never destroyed my family, never looked at my family. Oh, Satan, you mess with the right one. Satan, that's why you fell from heaven. Satan, we know about you, Satan. And you won't not control me, Satan. That's how you got to do them, people. You got to let him know that God is in the control of this soul. Jesus, those who feel me, just say amen or pray. And help me love my children from a distance from now on. And it didn't work out because Michael blew that. Y'all know the story about that. He just blew it. And Maya's back with Miss Joyce. Donald's back in his group home. Jessica's back with her mother. And Ashley and me just took the beaten part of it. You know, we were so glad that we got them together. And we just took the worst part of it. But, you know, we forgive. And we would just love them in the distance. You know, I didn't trust Jessica. She was sneaky when she was here. Maya had a lot of mouth and everything. But she's back with Miss Joyce. And I hope all the best for her. And as far as Michael, whatever. And once again, people who pray for us to get together, to get the family back together and all, saying to you again, it didn't work because of my son Michael. Because I had all my family helping. My Uncle Harry, Diane, Nancy, Robert Ann, Rayvon, Moo Bissy, Saray, Talatia, the whole family was helping. And he just messed it up for everyone. So I'm going to still try to do something with Donald. If he's not connected to Michael, I'm still going to try to do something with him. But it's just me and Ashley. And as far as I can know, Ashley is my only child, true child now. She's my only great child. I mean, no phone call from Donald. You know, he's a grown man. He know how to make his decision. He know my phone number and all. So, no Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Thank you for letting us, thank you for getting the family back together, Dad. You know, nothing. So, love him from a distance too, you know. And I would call the group home and see. I would just tell him, hey, I just want to wish him happy birthday, you know. Tell him, thanks for not calling him on Father's Day, you know. Keep believing your mom. You're leading into a bad pass. But I promise you, people, church people, I forgave them. Every last one of them, including Michael. And I will always love them. But for now, the only thing, sign-off notice you're going to hear is Ashley, and I love you. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening. May the force of Jesus be with you. Live long and prosper. See you on the next show. God bless. Wherever you at, Michael, I love you from a distance. I never hurt you. I always loved you. And always will. Good night, everyone. Seize the opportunity.